I don't know how your families are in terms of music in general and church music in particular. Both sides of my family appreciated singing hymns, but my father's side was never competent at it. I remember as a young child going to Omanopa Franzen's in Christmas, and there would be an attempt at singing a Christmas carol or two before the big meal. And I knew quite early in my life that it was somewhat sad and was only aided by the presence of some of the married inns like my mother. In my mother's family, however, church music was like breathing. Both Oma and Opa had come from slightly different musical families. And for my home church, there was a brother of each grandparent who at different times had been the church choir conductor. At Coop family reunions, choir music would be brought along. And they would gather around the piano, my mother probably playing, although there were one or two other sisters that could do it. And they would love to sing through choral pieces. And if it wasn't enough yet, at the dinner table, my opa would inevitably say yet, "Wollen noch ein Lied singen?" Let's sing some yet one more song. And we would choose a Christmas carol or at Easter a hymn, and beautiful four-part harmony would wend its way upward to God, grandparents, children, and grandchildren. As long as my home church, especially in the German service, would have Fürsänger, song leaders that chose the songs, this opa was one of them. I remembered probably I was 4, 5, 6 at that age, sitting beside him on occasion. There were two Fürsänger, and their choices of music was somewhat different. The other gentlemen, and they were all men, as far as we know, weren't they, would choose more often than not from the old German Gesangbuch from the section at the back, which we don't have in our pews, and I thought I had brought up a copy, but I don't see it. Oh, it's here. This Gesangbuch, which you probably had before the 1965 General Conference Gesangbuch, which is in there, right? Do you remember singing from this book? And the other gentleman, Mr. Friesen, probably two out of the three songs were from the Anhang, right? It was the last section. But my grandfather's tastes were wider than that. My dad, who was a lay minister, when he would preach, and he didn't preach that often, sometimes wondered at the choice of hymn of his father-in-law after he had preached. And the sermon, the selection would be made during the sermon, which was a pretty brave thing to do. And my dad said, all of a sudden, in the middle of the third verse, my dad knew why his father-in-law had chosen that song, that it went directly to the theme that he had preached on. And so he was impressed with his father-in-law's knowledge of the texts of the hymnals. So whether real or imagined, I think I remember my opa singing this strong song, Großer Gott, wir loben dich, in his strong tenor voice. The basis of the text comes to us actually all the way back from the 4th century. Although disputed, the most common legend about this hymn is that two early church fathers were involved, Ambrose and Augustine. And Augustine is a name that would become very important to Martin Luther, for example, but this was in the 4th century. And if the legend is correct, the two of them composed the basic text on which it is based, called the Te Deum, which is, and supposedly, again, if the tradition is correct, for Augustine's baptism. The text of the Te Deum is sung extensively in the Catholic Church, but also in many Anglican churches and to a lesser extent in the Lutheran Church. The current form that we have in our hymnals, which is married to a melody, was translated from the Latin to the German by Ignaz Franz around 1774. Franz was a Catholic, German Catholic hymnodist, and he married it to a melody which is probably, as far as researchers can tell, a folk melody which would have been known in the 18th century. There are two other hymns, by the way, in our blue hymnal, which use the same melody in essence, numbers 490 and 654. This is one hymn where the English hymn that we have comes from the German translation from the original Latin. So it's Latin to German, and then from German, this text wedded to this hymn tune to English. Clarence Walworth was born in 1820 in Plattsburgh, New York, and he was born a Presbyterian. And his first career was that of a lawyer. But eventually he prepared for the Episcopal ministry, which we say in Canada is Anglican. But he was part of something called the Oxford Movement, which began in England and then grew into the United States among Episcopal people. And it was a movement to try to revitalize the liturgy in England. This movement took him to becoming a Catholic priest. So interesting, right? He went from Presbyterian to Episcopal to Catholic. And it was said that he was a powerful preacher, and in the last 10 years, he was preached as being a blind man. The text is clearly based on a passage in the book of Revelation. Those of you who were here last week, remember that we talked about Revelation as a book written to believers that were being persecuted, that God would defeat the evil powers, including Rome. So the vision of the throne of God from this passage comes from the sense that God's throne would be greater than the throne of Rome or any throne. Please listen to the words from Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and there in heaven stood a door open. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." Once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looked like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looked like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn 7 flaming torches, which are the 7 spirits of God. And in the front of the throne, there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne, on each side of the throne, are 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second like an ox, the third with the face of a human, and the fourth like a flying eagle. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. And day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Thus far the reading from Revelation. The theme is very central, and actually in the end, very simple. God is holy. And I really like the term awesome that was given here, because it is hard to find contemporary words for this holiness. And I think it's a holiness that has fallen out of use in our culture. We want God to be available for us whenever, wherever we are. And sometimes that closeness, which is certainly biblical, gets in our way of understanding God as holy. Holy other, sometimes it's said. Holy outside of us. Holy outside of our world. And there are so many things that compete in our lives that want us to think they are holy. What is holy in our lives that maybe take the place of God? In the book of Revelation, the issue was that Rome wanted their allegiance. Rome wanted their total thinking and their total following. And these people who had decided that Jesus was the Christ and that Jesus was the Son of God and that God was Jesus' Father, and that even though they were being persecuted, they needed to be reminded by the writer of the book of Revelation that in the end, it was their holy God who was greater than anything on earth. For us, it probably isn't government very often. It's not what competes for us. It's not what tugs at our hearts. It's not what tries to take it away. But what is it for us? Is it perhaps the consumer world that we live in? Is it perhaps the desire to even good things? And consumerism has, of course, good things for our lives that are God-given. But for some of us, it becomes sports. For some of us, it becomes games. For some of us, it becomes groups of people that take us away from God. And then can we hear renewed the calling of God being holy in our lives, that God wants to be at the center, and that God gives us a different direction and meaning for our lives? That is what the call is, that there is no other. And we sing this hymn together with ages, both within our tradition, but obviously in many other traditions as well, not forgetting, least of which, even in its 18th century, it is a Catholic hymn. So we are sharing our faith with our Catholic sisters and brothers and many others when we proclaim, "Holy is our Lord." It is clearly a hymn to the greatness of God. I would like to read three additional verses which are not in our hymnal, and Mary Oyer translated these, and I think it's from the German. I thought about putting in the bulletin and having us sing them, but I will just read them here. Thou art King of glory, Christ, Son of God, yet born of Mary, for us sinners sacrificed, and to death a tributary. First to break the bars of death, thou hast opened heaven to faith. That's verse 5. Verse 6. From thy high celestial home, judge of all, again returning, we believe that thou shalt come on the dreadful doomsday morning, when thy voice shall shake the earth, and the startled dead come forth. And the 7th verse. Spare thy people, Lord, we pray, by a thousand snares surrounded. Keep us without sin today. Never let us be confounded. Lo, I put my trust in thee. Never, Lord, abandon me. In the way that we have the hymn, at least in the English text, in the 4 verses, we notice that there is reference